This is Ozarks at Large for the seventh day of January 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the studio is Becca Bacon Martin, the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
So was your vacation long enough?
It was, actually. Yours?
Yay. No. No. And I sort of have the post-holiday blahs. But I have just what the doctor ordered.
And that is?
Well, you can either laugh or you can think some very deep and serious thoughts. It depends on what you're in the mood for.
Maybe a little bit of both?
Yes, you could do both.
Okay.
If you want to laugh, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, the Nobodies of Comedy Tour. And they're not really nobodies. Jamie Lissau, who's one of the comedians that our reporter Kevin Kinder talked to, has been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He's a regular contributor to Fox News' Red Eye program. Proud loser of Star Search, he says, and was given a 30-minute special on Comedy Central. So, not a nobody. He says the tour is the most fun he has. The cast changes at every venue, and tonight it will be him, Mike Vecchione, Eric James, Andy Woodhull, and somebody else. Not available at press time.
So they just sort of plug somebody in if you're going to be in Flagstaff, and then when you're in Fayetteville?
And they do about a 30-minute set per comic, so it really is greatest hits, moving fast. Should be a lot of fun.
Traditional sort of stand-up, a guy in front of a mic?
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah. And tickets start at $16.
Not bad.
8 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Now, if you feel like thinking about serious things, have you ever seen Lee Blessing's A Walk in the Woods?
I have not.
Very powerful play from the 1980s about arms negotiators.
Yes, I have.
One American, one Russian. It was nominated for both a Tony Award and a Pulitzer Prize. And it's being presented this weekend as part of Rogers Little Theater's second stage Diversity Unites series. Could they have made that any more complicated to say? The director says it's a compelling reminder that nuclear arms don't lead to destruction the way we relate to each other does. Interesting idea. It stars Russ Pennington as the Russian negotiator and Rick Pearson as the American. And they both agree that it's a socially relevant message because we're still worrying about getting blown up.
Sure we are.
And that the director says the focus is on communication, friendship, trust, and through trust, the possibility of peace.
Is this a one weekend or two weekend?
One weekend.
One weekend.
I'm still thinking that that might be a good idea or a good recipe for marriage. Communication, friendship, trust, and through trust, the possibility of peace.
That's right.
So see, you could learn something personal. 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, 2 o'clock Sunday, Rogers Little Theater. There will be a talk back tonight. And tickets are $10. They're going to seat in the round.
Oh, really?
Since it's just a two-actor cast, so it should be an interesting evening. Also tonight, Stevie Tombstone, songwriter, who's toured and recorded for more than 20 years, has moved to Northwest Arkansas, and he'll perform at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville tonight from 6 to 9, and it's
free.
Tomorrow, there's a dance workshop hosted by the Dance Coalition, starting at 9:30 at the Hyper Building in Fayetteville, $15 a class.
That's a pretty good price.
Oh, yeah. You can find out more at dancecoalition.com. If you want like a group package, have I got a deal for you? Go out to Hobbs State Park Conservation Area.
Uh-huh.
Go early, because at 10:30, Mother Nature reads stories about winter's wow moments. At 3 o'clock, there's an Eagle Watch tour. Mm-hmm. And at 4 o'clock, there's a beginner's astronomy class followed by star viewing.
So you could just go to Hobbs and spend the whole day.
You could. And it's beautiful out there. We were out there last weekend. So those are my recommendations for today. And Sunday we'll talk about something completely different.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.